there's a global pandemic of violence against women. And I have been reflecting on, you know, we talk in the public square about war on women, war on women. And it dawned on me a few years ago, you know, I think this may actually be a war. So then I compared global violence against women to some of the kinds of war we are experiencing today. And one of the claims I make in the book is that women's bodies have been weaponized.
Can you explain that a little bit more? What do you mean women's bodies have been weaponized?
Well, rape as a weapon of war. Most conflict today is not two armies meeting on a battlefield, let's say in classically World War I, right? You have two armies, they meet, it's combatant to combatant. Today, our wars are like ISIS, kidnapping and raping and selling young women, or wars in the Congo. But we also have our own, in the U.S., domestic issues with a kind of hidden war on women. One of the statistics I use in the book is that more women have been killed by their husbands, their intimate partners, since the beginning of 2001. The number of people killed in the Twin Towers, the number of people in U.S. combatant Iraq, and the number of people killed in Afghanistan, troops again. That number's about a total of 8,000, but almost 12,000 women have been killed by husbands or intimate partners. So, you know, when you've got a body count, you've got a war. So it helps us to think about the nature of war today. Also, all the things that we have developed in the movement and violence against women can be helpful in thinking about how do we prevent or reduce the kinds of on the bodies of civilians war that characterizes global conflict today.